This is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulies. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Linda Pauling. It's June 4th, 2007. And here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released November 18th, 2002.
Here's a good question, Ezra. It's from Andrea in Georgia. She writes, Lord, there is a factory in our community that is polluting our river. I am with a group protesting it. My mother is against us. She says we're threatening the community's jobs, and I am being unholy, not respecting her wishes, not honoring her and stopping my efforts. She says none of it matters anyway, because our reverend says when the rapture comes, this will all be taken care of. What do you think, Lord?
Andrea, if anyone ever questioned why I need Demetrius and Alora, your question is a wonderful example of why. I will speak of your reverend first, because he is doing more damage with this false teaching of the rapture than anyone else could possibly be doing. This teaching that we don't have to worry about the condition of the world, that nothing matters, that man can do whatever he wants to the world, because when the rapture comes and I return, I'm going to miraculously make everything wonderful and new again, is destroying your world. It is destroying your people. It is destroying everything, because a lot of people actually believe this nonsense. When this world is destroyed, it's never coming back. It's never going to be here again. The human race is going to die. People have to understand that. Reverends, like your mothers, have to be gotten rid of, because they are destroying everybody. As to you disrespecting your mother because you will not follow her wishes and do her evil, that is wrong. You are doing what is right, and when you are doing what is right, it is proper to go against your parents' wishes. We respect our parents when they are telling us to do what is good. We cannot respect them when they are telling us to do what is evil. That is not God's way.
Uh-oh, God's mad again. But I understand, Nazarene. This is the same thing as people saying the extraterrestrials are going to come and fix our problems. Demetrius calls it the Messiah Syndrome.
We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here. All our episodes of Here's Jesus are made on a compact computer by Hewlett-Packard. We consider it a very fine instrument. It has done a tremendous amount of work in the year or more that we have owned it, and we worked the poor thing to death. And it is a very, very fine piece of equipment. We have had a little problem with their printers, but aside from that, this machine has done incredible work for us, and we highly recommend it.
We're back! Nazarene, are people doing enough to help the environment now?
Laura, things have improved a lot. That is unquestionable, but much more needs to be done. Now that China is industrializing, it is making the situation around the world even worse. And something has to be done about industries going to third worlds where regulations are just forgotten and thrown away, and the pollution is even worse than when they were in the United States. It's taking the pollution out of the United States, but it's just putting the pollution someplace else, going to countries that just don't care how much they pollute as long as they're making money. And this has to stop. This is one of the tricks of global industrialization. The big companies just move out of the United States where the regulations are and go to other countries where they can do anything they want to and destroy whole areas of the world as long as they make a buck. And this has to stop. It has to. The American people have to wake up to what's going on.
They sure can't pull the wool over your eyes, Nazarene.
Good Lord, Alora, that would have to be an awful lot of wool. An awful lot of wool.